here? Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Like a tree planted by the waters. That is who we are. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We shall not be moved. Though the tempest rages, though the enemy throws all his darts, we are fortified under that rod, the great rod. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I shall not be moved. It is up to you if you choose to be moved. You have to agree to be moved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But if you say, I will not be moved, then you shall not be moved. Let us pray. Jesus Christ, in the name of the Lord, we pray. We shall not be moved. The enemy may rage. He may throw his darts at us. But your grace shall be sufficient in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our Father, Lord, we have started this race, which we shall finish it in good faith. We shall finish it with good recommendation. Well done, my faithful servants, shall be the greeting we shall receive on that day, even in the name of Jesus. Any plan of the enemy to deter, any plan of the enemy to remove us, to move us either to the left or to the right, he shall not see the light of the day in Jesus' name. Amen. By your grace, we declare this all in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. I say the Lord is good. Blessed be the name of Jesus. I shall not be moved. You shall not be moved. Say amen.
Amen.
If you believe you shall not be moved, say amen.
Amen.
Your children shall not be moved. Say amen.
Amen.
Your wife shall not be moved. Amen.
Amen.
Your business, your plans, your intentions in this life, they shall not be moved in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Lord is good. Amen. And is good all the time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Trying to get this to work. Oh, good. Glory be to God. Amen. The Lord is good. And is good all the time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The message of today will try to be brief and not take too much time on it. But I want us to look at one of the aspects of our faith that at times is challenging, and that is endurance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the title of the message this morning is Endurance is a Product of Discipline. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Endurance is a product of what?
Discipline.
Amen?
Amen?
Glory be to God. Endurance. It's a test many of us has failed, and many people has failed, the test of endurance. To stay the distance, to go through the process, especially in this race we are running. I said that endurance is the ability to sustain over time, to come from within oneself a renewed commitment and effort. When you feel like giving up, blessed be the name of the Lord. I've had to counsel people, I have to admonish myself many times on the race, Christian race. Many a times we just feel empty. Many a times we just feel tired. And this kind of tiredness gets to the bones. And you feel like giving up. It's a test that comes from time to time. And some people along the way has thrown in the towel, per se. Knowing the boxer has taken all he can take, he throws in the towel. But that shall not be our portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, amen, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Who for the joy that he set before him did what?
Endure. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
At any point of time, he could have given up. At any point of time, he could have said, enough!
I don't have to go through this. But he said, for the joy that was set before him, he endured what? The cross.
I define understanding that endurance is the ability to sustain over time. Sustain over time to come from within yourself a renewed commitment and effort when you feel like giving up.
Some of us have given up in so many things in our marriages, in our children, in our faith, in this and that. We just threw in the towel. That should not be our portion. And that should not be our portion in Jesus' mighty name.
There are noticeable weariness in the face of many believers as we wait for our total redemption. It is affecting the level of our excitement because tired minds affect our physical actions. To avoid this happening in other professions like the military, the athletic field where people compete, they incorporate structural discipline in their life. I will explain.
Without discipline, without structure, endurance will not be effective in your life or effective in your life.
They will drive the military person to go and fight war. And the person will be full of excitement and gonna go and shoot gun and shoot the bad people.
So they will register him and he goes to boot training and stuff. And for years, nothing happened, no action.
To counter it, you go to the barracks as early as 5:30 or 6 in the morning. They woke up and go out jogging. To counter it, during the day, they find a way to keep them busy. They learn how to shoot gun. They have to do simulation, covert action. Covert action, this whatever thing that the military do, those that the one that parachutes, they train on it. Even though they train on it 100 days, 365 days in a year, they will still continue doing it until they are perfected in it and they still continue training. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is what it is about discipline.
An athlete, he wants to practice or go to the Olympic and do something in 2-4 years' time.
For the joy of the victory, for the what is before him, he started practicing from day one. Early in the morning, I watched one guy, he said, I run the track, and in running the track, I practice 8 hours a day. They were interviewing him on the TV. He said, I can eat whatever I want to eat. I can just eat whatever I say, it doesn't matter because I burn all of them out. They were checking the calories he takes in a day. It was a lot because he has to have protein and stuff in him.
So this athlete has to wake up in the morning, the bones are aching, he feels like tired, he doesn't feel like standing up, but he knew that in 4 years' time, I'm going to be ready for an action. So he learned to discipline himself, regiment himself, structure himself to do those things he needs to do. Today, coming to that, why we are so tired. Any little thing we are doing, you come and you look, maybe the place is not yet situated. You take a life, you are doing this.
It should not be. You have to learn to endure, to look forward in future, in hope, in expectation of what God is going to do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Without discipline, inactivity will set in. Weariness will become the outcome, and then you will not be prepared when you are called to action. Every profession, including Christianity, goes through endurance tests as we struggle through life challenges, disappointments, opposition from men and from devil. Yet there is victory to be won if we keep our eyes on Christ Jesus, the hope of our salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
When back comes on time, somebody say, are you still in the Lord?
I say, yes.
Say, it's been like 20 something years I saw you.
He said, I called everybody in over there, you know, they gave up. I said, I will never give up. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
I will endure to the end.
Amen.
He has packed up. Some of them, my friends, we did what they call it, those youth fellowship, scripture union.
They have gone back to the world because they started speaking like those people. Where is the promise of his coming? Where are all those things that was promised? And because it wasn't there, some of them become what? Disinterested. And they gave up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every race have a starting point.
A starting line.
Then the gun goes off.
Somebody shoots the gun. Boom. And everybody takes off running, especially the long distance race.
Amidst cheers and encouragement, the race
commences. Everybody starts running. The cheers and everybody just waving you on. Oh, they are running long distance race. The struggle are long. After that few minutes of excitement, it becomes you and you alone and what is in you. The training of that last 4 years have to come in. They set you up and you start running. But just 5 minutes down the road for a race that will take maybe 30 minutes to 1 hour or whatever time it takes, it is you and you alone. But we thank God, it is not us alone. Somebody has promised to be with us. Amen?
Say, I will never leave you.
Nor forsake you. That is Jesus Christ. Amen? He is always there for us. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
So then, some people have run this race, we start to explain to you. They say that at the point that their inside is like a burning fire.
And I experienced it one time, I'll tell you the story later on.
Their inside is like a burning fire, and to put 1 foot in the front of the other is like a heavy weight. But they are running for a purpose. Why is it that they are able to put 1 foot after the other and continue and fight on until the end? Because of what? The only thing that motivates them to continue is that every step is a progression towards the goal.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
When you have lost sight of the goal, when you have lost sight of the objective, when you have lost sight of the reason
why you started this race, then you will not endure.
When you have lost sight of what matters, when you have lost sight of what really matters, then you cannot endure. At best, you will fluctuate. You are in the valley today. Tomorrow, you are in the mountain. Next tomorrow, you are in the valley. Then another day. If you lost sight of what matters, then you will be tired. That is why so many are weary. They have lost sight of the objective. He said, for the joy that he set up for him, Jesus Christ, for that joy that was set up for him, that he knew that is coming at the end of this travail, at the end of this trial, he said he did what? He endured the cross. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say blessed be the name of the Lord. I will not lose sight of that goal. Say it in Jesus' name. I will not lose sight of that objective. I will not lose sight of that goal. I will finish this race by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The only thing that keeps them going is that every step is a progression towards the goal and the joy of the victory. When they finally call them and say, hey, Emmanuel, yeah, you won the gold. And then I carry my flag and run around that field. And that time, whoa, blessed be the name of the Lord. You are rejoicing. You know you did it. I got it done. That is when Jesus will say to us, good and faithful servant, welcome you into the kingdom. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
But before that great victory, there will be travails on the way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But don't lose your patience. Don't lose your endurance. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
There will be no excitement, and you start losing resiliency if your sight is not on the goal.
If your sight is not on the goal, when a Christian is not making a progress, and think about what I'm going to say now. For many of us sitting here, when you are not making progress in your spiritual life, it's redundancy. The same thing over and over. There is nothing that is exciting you again. Evangelism, it doesn't excite you again. Being part of something for Christ, it doesn't excite you again. Nothing that excites you. Question yourself, where am I in my Christian faith?
When a Christian is not making a progress, there will be no excitement, and you start losing your resiliency. Every step becomes a struggle, and every hill becomes a mountain.
Church will just be another social club for you. Nothing really become like it. I've had patients that I look at their faces like blank. There is no excitement. There is no joy. And then some people, due to their psychological issues, at times they spike up, at times they come out. We should be steadfast in the love, constant. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you will not be able to bear many good fruits. You may bear fruit once in a while, a little fruit here and there, but you will not bear any good fruit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you have not making progress in your Christian life.
To spice up your Christian life, we must call in our reserve from time to time.
That inner strength that is there. Go to the basic foundation and discipline ourselves to stay committed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What are the basic foundations? I want to mention a few things. I'm not going to take too much time in this. The Word.
Pastor Francis was speaking the other day that he was taking a vote of people and was asking them, how many read this, so many chapters in a day?
No hand shows up.
How many these chapters in a day?
Lord, I know that we have our busy schedules. I'm going to address that week.
I know that we have things, children, work, money, name it, all the things the enemy has put in front of us
with one purpose and one to obstruct us, to hinder us from reaping the benefit that is in Christ Jesus.
Maybe if I ask here, doing the same thing, how many people have taken time to read the word or listen to the word or do anything with the word this week?
I may embarrass some people because they will lie in the church and raise their hand when they haven't done anything. So I will not do it.
To keep the excitement going, one of the principles, the basic principles of our Christian faith is the Word.
Amen.
I noticed, I saw a picture some years ago. It was funny. A grown man with beard, and they are still feeding.
If you know you have busy schedule, and you cannot read the Bible, it happens to me.
Go to eBay, put Bible on CD, when you are driving,
slot it in and listen to the word. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen. If you don't have a fancy car that has CD in it, go to the store, invest $30 or $40
and ask them for CD, whatever CD you can put in your car. It's an investment towards eternal life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Imbue yourself with the word.
Every day the word of God is alive. Each day you read it, it is alive. It brings new things to you. At times I'll have, just like any one of you,
a depressive day, somebody said something bad, somebody did something bad, whatever happened this and that, this plan I had didn't work out, and I'll have my downtime. But then, just one word from the word of God will become like a song in the midst of a crowded day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And before I know it, he shouted in the car, "Woo! Hallelujah." That is the word. And suddenly, all the gloom is gone. Just that one single word at the right time that deals with your situation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then you become a sunshine and a light to others. But if you are full of depression and gloom and doom, all you can spread around is misery around you. Some people are not happy with me because I'm always smiling. I wake up smiling, and by God's grace, I try to go to bed smiling. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One day I'll give you stories of people who have challenged me for that. It's because of the grace of God. Amen? It's not that I don't have my trials like you. Some even say, "Are you drunk?" To me, personally, "Are you always drunk?" As if it's wine that will keep me smiling. Hallelujah. Prayer. We have among us, we started prayer groups. I see the text from Peter, who is not here today, sent out every week. Are you telling me that you are always busy to call in once in a while to join the main prayer if you cannot even pray on your own? Monday 7 p.m. Are you that busy that once in a while you cannot? You cannot make time. And that is an indication to me that you probably don't pray in your own house. Iron sharpens iron. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Women prayer team, our sister group, and others have started this, and every time they are doing this service, have somebody that complained. "I got a text early in the morning for praying." I said, "For real? Yeah? And that is what is bugging you? Yeah?" Say, "You are not serious." He said, "Well, Pastor, can you say that?" I said, "Pastor just said it. You are not serious. Is that what is your problem? That you got a test that woke you up to pray in the morning?" Some of us here have not had time to dive in once in the Wailing Women ministry. But we have time to look at that TV. We have time to watch that soap opera. We have time to do every other thing but things that will keep us going and run this race to the end. Is that right? I say, is that right?
No.
Did I say yes or no?
No.
It is not right.